This is Cashing Out on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Scott Satterberg here with you, cashing out on VSiN, the sports betting network, as we get you ready for Week 16 Sunday in the NFL. We'll have all the prop bets, the trench report coming out, and the best bets and the line movements as well as we get closer and closer to kickoff here on Sunday. Joining us now on the Progressive Guest Line in his weekly spot as we talk player props, he is our sports betting professor, frequent contributor here on VSiN. Aaron Moore joins us on Cashing Out. Aaron, I want to start with the game in Dallas between the Chargers and the Cowboys. You know, with the Eagles winning here on Saturday, it eliminated the Cowboys from postseason contention. And we've actually seen some movement in the spread in this game. The Cowboys were 2.5-point favorites, now down to 1.5-point favorites. I believe that that's the market, or at least bettors, thinking that the Cowboys, with some of the players that are questionable, that maybe they don't give it a go because they're not playing for anything. Like, how would you approach this game, understanding that the Cowboys have been eliminated and seeing the line move down from 2.5 to 1.5?
Well, first off, Scott, it has to play an impact that the Eagles won today. It eliminates Dallas. So you're talking about the questionable players, the guys who are injured. I just think in general, you know, every Cowboys player, every Cowboys coach was watching that Philadelphia game today with the hopes that the Eagles would lose out and Dallas could win out and make the playoffs. That's not going to happen. So I know these guys are professionals and you hear it as a cliche, but they're also human. There has to be a certain amount of letdown now for the Cowboys. How that manifests itself in the game, I don't think you want to go over and just say all of a sudden I just have to bet the Chargers because Dallas lost, or excuse me, because Philadelphia lost. I don't think you have to do it that much of an extreme, but it does play into your handicap. It does benefit the Chargers here in a certain situation. I know they're professionals, but there has to be a letdown with Philadelphia losing that game. So you have to include that in your handicap if you're going to take a side, you're going to take a total, or any player props.
Well, the player prop that I'm looking at here, and maybe you can help me decide which one of these guys to take, is I'd like to go over either Omarion Hampton rushing yards or Kimani Vidal rushing yards, because one of those players that's questionable for the Cowboys is big Quinnen Williams in the middle of that defensive front. And he's dealing with the concussion protocol. And if you're Quinnen Williams, you're Quinnen Williams' agent, like, listen, you got the payday already. Like, your team is now eliminated from postseason contention. Do you want to give it a go? Do you want to play in this game? Or do you err on the side of caution and maybe sit this one out? And if he does sit this one out, I think the Cowboys' defensive front and that run defense reverts back to where they were prior to the Quinnen Williams trade, which is a pretty bad run defense, Aaron.
Yeah, he's probably exhibit A if he's going to play or not because now of Dallas not being able to make it into the playoffs. If I had to take one of the running backs in the rushing total for the Chargers, I would lean Vidal. And I would do it just because the last two games when Hampton has had good runs, has played well, it was still Vidal playing mostly in the third and fourth quarter. So he's the smaller running back. It's almost what you would, it's the opposite of what you would think, that there's big Omarion Hampton. He's the guy you want pounding in the fourth quarter. But Vidal's been the guy those last two quarters, the last few drives that's been out there. He's done a pretty good job blocking as well. So if I had to pick one of the two, I think I would lean towards Vidal. He does a good job. He can crack one out. He's got that little speed and the outside and the perimeter. So you want to think it's, and that's the ironic thing. And you look at these from a player prop standpoint, you think it should be Hampton. He's the guy who has all the makings of being a fourth quarter running back, but Harbaugh has been leaning on Vidal, the smaller of the two.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where you also get the lower prop number because the book is accounting that he's the backup, right? So he's only at 36.5 yards where Hampton's at 50.5 yards. This is the situation that I've been cashing in every week here, Aaron, on Blake Corum to go over his rushing yardage prop because he's listed as a backup. So he has a significantly less line than Kyren Williams, yet he's getting a lot of carries and he's going over every week. And I think we've seen, as you mentioned, since Hampton came back, Vidal is still significantly involved in this offense. What other props are you going to look to play here in this matchup?
So I've got a couple in this one, Scott. First off, it's just, I keep going to the well and it's Cameron Dicker I'm going to play him over 1.5 field goals.
Yep.
He's done this in 7 of the last 8 games. It's ironic now that these two are playing. You've got Aubrey versus Dicker, the two best kickers in the NFL. You know, kicking in Dallas is a very optimal situation. And we just keep talking about it all season with the Chargers. The offensive line plays a role. How long can they protect Herbert? What are they willing to do to expose Herbert to the pass rush if Quinn and Williams plays or not? So I think field goals are definitely in the mix here for the Chargers. So I'm going to take him over 1.5 field goals. And it really has been a good play all season, Cameron Dicker. Also, I'm going to take Tuli Peloto over 0.25 sack. You can get this on DraftKings. And this is interesting. Peloto had 2 sacks last week, and he had 2 weeks prior to that. What the Chargers are doing in this rebirth of Jesse Minter's defense is, even though Tuli is a defensive end, they put him on the inside a lot. So the Chargers are playing with 3 defensive ends often, and really Tuli has done a great job in getting the sacks, getting the pressure. So you can get this at DraftKings over 0.25 sack, and you can get it for +108. So I'd look at that one as well.
Nice. Let's move on, Aaron, and we're talking to our sports betting professor. He is Aaron Moore, joining us on the Progressive Guest Line. I'm Scott Seidenberg. It's Cashing Out here on VSiN. We have a couple of other interesting games and interesting starting situations with players here around the NFL, most notably in Miami, where Quinn Ewers will make his first start here for the Dolphins in place of Tua. The Cincinnati Bengals, we've seen movement on that spread as they are now up to a 4-point favorite over Miami. How are you handling this Dolphins offense now with Quinn Ewers under center?
So clearly when Quinn Ewers was listed as the starting quarterback, I, like many, and maybe even you as well, Scott, guys that play props and handicap them, you want to look at Quinn Ewers and say, man, I got to take the under on every possible number. This guy is probably not an NFL starting quarterback, and he's certainly very likely not ready to be playing this week or even this season. So I wanted to take the under, and I looked at it in unique ways. So I'm going to take Quinn Ewers under 39.5 passing yards in the first quarter. And the reason I'm doing that is to find ways to go against him, but do it in a unique way here. So let's just think about it from a first quarter standpoint. It's his first start, his first NFL action. You have to think right from the beginning, they're going to be a little conservative. They have their best player being Devin Achane. Maybe he's the one that gets the ball. They're a little bit interested in running from the start. And you think about the first quarter, who gets the opening kickoff? Is it a long drive? So I think there's a lot of variables here. So I want to take Ewers under, and I think the best ways to do it in the first quarter, under 39.5 yards, because you just never know second half of a game. Certainly Cincinnati does not have a good defense. You could tack on the junk yards at the end. So if you want to go against some of these starting quarterbacks that are playing this week that you just immediately assume are not going to do well for variable reasons, you just can't blindly take the under for the game. So I'm going to take Ewers under his first quarter total of 39.5.
Let's talk about the Jets and the Saints. Tyler Shuck over the past 2 weeks has actually been running the football, Aaron, a lot. And I kind of want to look at Tyler Shuck rushing props here in this game. Like, just look at the last 2 games here for Tyler Shuck. And I don't think it's a surprise that, like, the Saints are winning football games the last 2 games when Shuck is being more involved in the running game. 8 carries for 32 yards in the win against Carolina, 7 for 55 in the win against Tampa. He scored those 2 touchdowns against Tampa. So what do you think of a Tyler Shuck rushing prop here against the New York Jets?
I like it. And I think you have to look at Shuck in all of his props in terms of being a positive and maybe going over. He has been running the ball. He had a very good second half last week as well. So he's the rookie kind of going against what I'm saying about Quinn Ewers, that I think he can have confidence in what he's able to do. And think about it from a running standpoint. New Orleans is going to be able to control this game against the Jets. Really, what is the motivation of a 3-11 Jets team in this situation? And as you said, New Orleans and Kellen Moore have found a recipe the last couple of weeks of what they're able to do offensively And Shuck running the ball is a big part of that. So there'd be no reason to look at it and say this is going to stop, either from an offensive game standpoint or the Jets stopping them in any possible way.
Any Jets props that you want to play here with Brady Cook at quarterback again?
Yeah, so once again, trying to find unique ways to go against a quarterback that you just don't think is going to do well. And Brady Cook now getting another star out there. So I'm going to take A.D. Mitchell under 3.5 receptions. And looking at it in a certain way here, that last week, Mitchell was Brady Cook's top target. He had 9 targets for 6 receptions. So I'm going to try to see this situation and go the exact opposite here. Obviously, I don't have really any confidence in Brady Cook, but I'm going to look at it from this standpoint. I'm going to take the under of A.D. Mitchell because now the Saints can prepare for this game. They know what Cook can do. They know who Cook is looking at. So if you get a little bit more tape, a little bit more knowledge of Brady Cook, I assume here in Brandon Staley in New Orleans is going to be able to stop that. So I'm going to take Mitchell under 3.5 receptions.
Yeah, that's a good angle, especially when you consider, yes, more film on these guys, more, you know, more study, more preparation. The teams tend to pick up on these tendencies. So maybe a good way here to fade Brady Cook is to go under with Adonai Mitchell receptions. Aaron, appreciate the time and the insight. Good luck with your bets. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Scott. Good luck to you.
There he is, our sports betting professor, Aaron Moore, frequent contributor here on this program and the network here on VSiN. I'm Scott Satterberg. We'll tell you about the rushing mismatches in the Trench Report and more coming up next. It's Cashing Out here on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back here on Cashing Out, I'm Scott Satterberg with you on VSiN, the sports betting network. We're going to update you on the Circa contest picks coming up here in just a few minutes as we continue the prop conversation. We'll also get into the mismatches here in the Trench Report as far as the game mismatches, but I wanted to quickly talk about the rushing mismatches in the Trench Report. For those of you just tuning in or listening, however you're listening, I'm Scott Seidenberg. Again, always on Twitter, at Scott's On Air. My weekly Trench Report's published every Wednesday. You can find the links on my Twitter page and see where, you know, all my content is throughout the week. And we do unveil the results here on Saturday. We recap them on Sundays as well here on VSiN. And the running mismatches continue to be extremely profitable when it comes to the running backs going over their props. And this week in the top 5 rushing mismatches, we've had 2 games already that have played. The number 4 rushing mismatch in the Rams over the Seahawks, in which both Kyren Williams and Blake Corum went over their rushing prop. And then here on Saturday night, the Chicago Bears, the number 5 rushing mismatch in my Trench Report in the top 5, over the Green Bay Packers, and both DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai went over their rushing prop. In fact, Caleb Williams went over as well if you wanted to play that. But just looking at the RB1s, and in this situation, you could look at the RB2s. I mean, we're 4-0 to the over right now, just in the player props of these rushing mismatches. So here's the other 3 rushing mismatches here in my Week 16 Trench Report. Again, available on my, you know, check out the links on my Twitter page. You can find out how to access all of this stuff. But we have the Minnesota Vikings over the New York Giants, the Indianapolis Colts over the San Francisco 49ers on Monday, and the Atlanta Falcons over the Arizona Cardinals. So that would mean that we'd be looking at, and this is, it's dicey here with Minnesota, but you could be looking at maybe both Aaron Jones and Jordan Mason to go over their rushing yardage prop. Currently up on DraftKings right now, the yardage prop for Aaron Jones is at 53.5. The rushing yardage prop for Jordan Mason is at 46.5. The Minnesota Vikings going up against the New York Football Giants. For the Atlanta Falcons, who will be taking on the Arizona Cardinals, you look at Bijan Robinson and his rushing prop. And Bijan's done, I mean, every week Bijan is, it's the rushing and receiving for Bijan. Like, I actually might be more inclined, his rushing prop is at 91.5. But I actually might be more inclined to do Bijan rushing plus receiving yards. And this is something that I've actually been doing this like a lot this season. Because here's the math. In fact, let's figure out the math exactly here. Bijan's prop this week is 133.5 for rushing plus receiving yards. Okay. What I want to figure out here is how many yards of offense do the Atlanta Falcons need to get overall in order for Bijan to achieve this prop? Because this season, Bijan Robinson is accounting for 38% of the Falcons' yardage of the season. Think about that. 38% of the Falcons' total yardage is Bijan Robinson, which means if the Falcons gain 350 yards of offense in this game against the Cardinals, that is exactly 133 yards. That's the math. 38% of 350 is 133. Bijan's prop here is listed at 133.5. My question to you, and it's kind of like, you know, this is a obviously rhetorical. Do we think the Atlanta Falcons get 350 yards of offense against the Arizona Cardinals defense? On the season this year, on the season, the Arizona Cardinals defense on a per game basis is allowing a total of 351.1 yards per game. Boy, it's like they priced this thing exactly how it should be priced. Against the Texans last week, Houston had 399 yards of offense. The game before that, against the Los Angeles Rams, LA had, let's see, it's going to be over 350. LA had 530 yards of offense. The week before that, against the Tampa Bay Bucks, that was a close game. Only 20-17 they lost in that game. Tampa actually had only 279 yards of offense. So the question is, can the Atlanta Falcons get 350 yards of offense against the Arizona Cardinals? Because if they do, then this should be an overplay on Bijan Robinson, 133.5 rushing plus receiving yards. Again, Bijan, kind of like Christian McCaffrey, right? He is accounting for more percentage, a higher percentage of the total yards of the team's offense than any player in the NFL. And so what I've just been doing is I just do the math every single week. Do I think, you know, it's like, all right, how many yards do they need to get in order for Bijan to have that 33%, you know, in order for him to get that? The Falcons this year, by the way, averaging 340 yards of offense per game this year. If they get to 350, Bijan's going to be right at this number. So combine that with a rushing mismatch, kind of a way to just play the, I know you're getting taxed on it because they always tax you on the numbers, you know, going over here with the yardage, with the combo yards. But I do kind of like here, the combo yards. Again, magic number here would be 350 for the Atlanta Falcons for Bijan Robinson to go over this number. And then the Monday night game, we'll talk about that tomorrow on our Sunday program, Live Bet Sunday. But it is going to be Jonathan Taylor going up against the San Francisco 49ers. And we'll see. You know, he had a good running game, even though the Seattle Seahawks knew that Phillip Rivers wasn't going to pass against them. They were still able to run the football effectively last week. So let's see how they do here against the San Francisco 49ers. Taking a look at the Circa contest selections. This is what I mentioned earlier that we were going to talk about this. The Chicago Bears were the number one most selected team in this week's Circa Millions contest. And they win, and obviously it covers a, you know, 1 point spread here, but they win in overtime in the most improbable fashion. And the season has just been improbable for the Chicago Bears. Multiple wins this year when trailing late in the fourth quarter. 6 wins this year trailing in the final 2 minutes of the game. The Chicago Bears, not only, it's just not even about just coming back, it's the way that they came back. I mean, everybody made fun of Ben Johnson late in that game here on Saturday night when they spent 3 minutes over, they spent 3 minutes of playing time when they were already in field goal range just to get a field goal with a minute 59 on the clock. They wasted all that time. But they got the field goal. They pulled themselves to within seven. They recover the onside kick and then score a touchdown and then get the ensuing extra point to send it into overtime. And by the way, there was never a debate. You always go for the tie there. The Packers defense was gassed. You believe you have the edge in overtime. Plus, if the game does end in a tie, it was actually better for the Bears. So you always go for the tie there, as opposed to being a trailing team that you need a different situation. You're on the road. You don't think that you have the edge in overtime against the opposition's defense and a backup quarterback, by the way. So yeah, it was never a decision to go for two versus the extra point. You always kick the extra point there. But the Bears, the number one overall selection in this week's Circa Millions contest. And by the way, the top five consensus plays in Circa Millions have not had a good season. If all you did was just blindly fade the top five consensus plays in Circa Millions, you'd actually be in the money in Circa Millions. If that's, obviously, if you knew that before time. But if you did that, the record this year of fading the top five consensus would be in the money right now and in contention for first place in Circa Millions, which is crazy. So the Bears, the number one selection. The number two selection this week was the Detroit Lions laying seven over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Your number three most selected entry was the Philadelphia Eagles, who won and covered here on Saturday. So 2-0 start here to the top five. Does that mean that the other teams are going to lose? We'll see. Next is the Denver Broncos -3 against the Jacksonville Jaguars, followed by the New England Patriots at +3 against the Baltimore Ravens. So 2-0 start already with the Eagles covering and the Bears covering. Patriots +3, Broncos -3, Lions -7, your other top consensus plays here in Circa Millions for week 16 of the NFL season. Hey, as the official horse racing partner of VSiN, First Bet is built for bettors who demand more. First Bet isn't just about placing a bet. It's about helping bettors of all levels with proprietary AI handicapping tools that provide data-driven insights to help make smarter bets. Right now, you can take advantage of their limited-time $250 sign-up offer. To claim your bonus, use promo code VSIN250 when you sign up in the First Bet app or firstbet.com. That's promo code VSIN250.
Out here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Satterberg back here with you. This is Cashing Out here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Always on Twitter at Scott's On Air, ScottsOnAir. Just having some fun here with some props for Week 16 Sunday in the NFL. I was trying to put together, what do we think about some quarterbacks running in some touchdowns here? And I'm like, 10-1 odds you can get on, Jackson Dart to score a touchdown and Tyler Shuck of the New Orleans Saints. Just those two legs by itself. It could be a fun little angle to look at it. We have seen Tyler Shuck run the football more here over the past 2 weeks. And that has been a big reason why the New Orleans Saints have won two games in a row here and are favored over the New York Jets and Brady Cook at quarterback here for the New York Jets. We gave you some of the rushing mismatches in the trench report. Now let's talk about the overall mismatches here in my trench report. For those who are just tuning in, every single week I compile a trench report up on my website. You guys can hit me up on Twitter, find out all the links there. But what I do is I take all of the stats that are out there, compile them all together to formulate a composite scoring system. I grade each offensive and defensive line in the NFL and then compare where the matchups are each week and the mismatches, and we bet accordingly. Here's where we are for the season. So far in the top five, we started publishing this in week five of the NFL season. That's when we started publishing the trench report. Since starting to publish that, the top five overall mismatches of the week, with one game here in the top five being played on Thursday already, the top five is 41-15 straight up, with 11 of those wins being outright wins by underdogs. Again, 41 and 15 straight up with an outright win, 11 outright wins by the underdogs. Also, each week, I publish the top three closest matchups of the week. And in those games, since week number 8, when I started publishing it, if you just took the underdogs in those games where it's identified as an even matchup in the trenches, with the Green Bay Packers losing as an underdog here, because they did close as an underdog, so with the Packers losing as an underdog, it is now 15-9-1 ATS with 10 outright wins by those underdogs. If all you did was just out of these games, out of the, where are we at, 25 games so far? I mean, you're 10-15 straight up. I think you're profitable betting the money lines just on those underdogs, which is crazy. But if you just took the points here, you're 15-9-1 ATS with 10 outright winners. But let's talk about the top five overall mismatches here for this week. The one game that was already played on Thursday was the Los Angeles Rams over the Seattle Seahawks. Although, I mean, what more can you say? The Seahawks were, what was the record? 0-172 when trailing by 15 points in the fourth quarter. Now 1-172. Just an outrageous turn of events in that game for the Seahawks to win that football game. And we can talk about the refs all we want, but I'm done having that conversation. Also, what an unbelievable situation there. But here are your top five largest advantages here in week number 16. The Houston Texans over the Las Vegas Raiders shouldn't come as a shock to anybody. They're 14-point favorites. I mean, they're 14-point favorites for a reason. They have a dominant edge in the trenches here over the Raiders. The Atlanta Falcons over the Cardinals. Atlanta with a significant edge in the trenches here over Arizona. Minnesota over the Giants. They have a big trench edge. And then the next one would be the Dallas Cowboys against the Los Angeles Chargers. So the Cowboys now down to a 1.5-point favorite. Obviously, their dream crusher scenario played out with the Eagles winning on Saturday. Cowboys have been eliminated from postseason contention. They were 2.5-point favorites, now down to a 1.5-point favorite. Moving on to the top three closest games of the week. One of them that played already was, as I mentioned, the Green Bay Packers, who lose. I don't know how they lost, but they lost. Man, the Bears were as high as plus 1,600 in the fourth quarter to win that game. And they come back and win, getting the onside kick. But here are your other close matches in the trenches this week, and they're interesting. The Jets and the Saints, the second closest matchup this week in the trenches. Right now, the Saints up to a 6-point favorite over the Jets here in this game. So very interesting. The Trench Report says this is going to be played out a little more evenly than what the spread indicates. And so maybe some value on taking the New York Jets plus the now 6.5 here at Circa. And the other game is the Cleveland Browns and the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo a 10.5-point favorite over Cleveland here at Circa. And the Trench Report identifying this as the third closest matchup of the week. That's just because of how good the Cleveland Browns defensive line has been on the season. The Cleveland Browns defensive line ranks number one in my scoring system in pass rush and number one in run defense. Best defensive line in the NFL. The Buffalo Bills, meanwhile, number one in pass blocking, number two in run blocking. So we have the number four pass blocking offensive line going up against the number one pass rush offense defensive line. We have the number two run blocking offensive line going up against the number one run stuffing defensive line. You can see why this is a close matchup in the Trench Report. I will say this, the one team that is identified, if I was doing a power rating of just every team in the NFL, right, and I was only doing, and maybe I'll do this next week, or maybe I'll do this going into the playoffs because maybe we can identify some, you know, futures value. But if I was to identify just a top, like a power rating of trench teams, and so I'm only looking at the performance in the four aspects, pass blocking on the offensive line, run blocking on the offensive line, pass rush on the defensive line, run stop on the defensive line. The best trench team in the NFL is the Denver Broncos. The Broncos are number two in pass blocking. They are number two in pass rush, and they are number three in run stopping. They show up in three top fives out of the four categories. Now, a couple of teams show up in two categories, but the Broncos show up in three. So they're on both sides of it with a great offensive line and a great defensive line. The Rams are a similar way. The Rams are the number one run blocking unit on their offensive line in my scoring system, and they're the number two run defensive line in my scoring system. So the Rams would be power rated extremely high because they are, you know, top in both an offensive and defensive category. The Browns wouldn't necessarily be because they are nowhere to be found in the offensive categories. They're just the best defensive line. But the Broncos show up in both offensive and defensive top fives. The Rams show up in both offensive and defensive top fives. The Pittsburgh Steelers actually show up in both sides. The Steelers, the number one pass blocking unit in the NFL, the number four pass rush unit in the NFL. So they show up on both sides of it as well. The Bears, they show up on the offensive line side, not the defensive line side. Seahawks show up on the defensive line side, not the offensive line side. The Bills show up on the offensive line side, not the defensive line side. So you can see where, like, if we were doing a consensus power ratings, where some of these teams would be ranked, it would pretty much be like Rams, Broncos number one, Rams number two, maybe even Steelers number three. Like, dare I say? I'm curious. I might actually run those numbers here coming up for this next coming week. But the Trench Report does not factor in injuries for this week. It does not factor in quarterback replacements. It does not factor in the spreads. It's just using all the information to this point to determine the grading systems of the offensive and defensive line play in the NFL, and then comparing each team to each other to see who has the biggest advantage in the game coming up. Hey, reaching people is easy, but reaching the right people is everything. And Mission Media helps your brand do exactly that. Their cross-platform strategies hit fans where they're watching, whether they're watching or listening, podcasts, connected TVs, streaming, digital, all of it. And because Mission Media is the official exclusive advertising partner for VSiN, you get direct access to one of the most loyal, engaged, and bet-ready sports audiences in the country. These are fans who respond, engage, and convert. If you want your message in front of people who actually take action, Mission Media makes it happen. Visit vsin.com/advertise or email us at advertising@vsin.com. I'm Scott Seidenberg. You can always hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. You can hit us all up on the network at VSiN Live. We'll take one more look here at the schedule of games for NFL Week 16 Sunday. Maybe even a little look ahead at what's to come coming up later on this week. This is Cashing Out here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Seidenberg back here with you, cashing out here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Always on Twitter at ScottsOnAir and at VSiN Live, as I want to give you a quick rundown here of the market currently here for week 16 of the NFL and talk about some of the interesting spots and some leans, maybe some best bets here for these games. So let's get started and talk about these games as we run through your week 16 schedule. And let's start with the game that could see a little bit of a weather impact, and that is the Buffalo Bills at the Cleveland Browns. Currently here at Circa, the Bills a 10.5 point favorite, total of 41.5. I do like the rushing props in this game just because of the weather. We could see about 15-mile-per-hour winds, could see some snow, and it just feels like a game where both these teams would want to run the football. The Browns' pass rush is elite. Miles Garrett does need just 1.5 sacks to get the record here. Does he get it against Josh Allen, or does he have to wait another week? Certainly, if I'm the Bills, I'd want to run here against the Cleveland Browns, and if I'm the Browns, I want to run against the Buffalo Bills, who have shown that they can get run on so far this season. So maybe take a look at the rushing props here for this game. The New York Jets will be at the New Orleans Saints. Brady Cook at quarterback here for the Jets. The Saints, though, 6.5-point favorites over the Jets. It's a big line to lay. And we have two teams that are pretty bad. We have a 4-10 Saints team and a 3-11 Jets team. And looking up, I was curious to see, in the last couple of years, when you have two bad teams playing against each other, and you guys know I always start with a 2021 season, right? If you have a winning percentage of under 500 and you're playing an opponent who has a winning percentage under 500 and it's late in the season, so we're talking about week 16, which it is now, week 16 or later. Two bad teams playing each other week 16 or later. The favorites in those games since the start of the 2021 season, 27-11 straight up, 21-17 against the spread. Now, if I wanted to break that down by how it's done over the past couple of seasons, let's see. This last year, there were 10 games that fit the situation. So 10 games last year with two teams under 500 playing each other week 16 or 17 or 18. Those favorites in those games were 8-2 straight up, 7-3 against the spread last year. In 2023, those teams were 5-2 straight up, 3-4 against the spread. In 2022, they were 6-6 straight up and 4-8 ATS. In 2021, 8-1 straight up, 7-2 ATS. Now, obviously, there's more games in the other samples because it's week 16, 17, 18, and we'll see what happens this week. But in this week, we want to look at the games that qualify here, and the Jets at the Saints qualify, with the Saints being the favorite here in this game. So that would be one game that qualifies. The Chiefs and the Titans are another game that qualifies. Bengals and Dolphins, Giants and Vikings, Falcons and Cardinals, all games that qualify if you want to take the favorite in these bad teams playing against each other late in the season. Speaking of some of those other games, let's get to it. The Minnesota Vikings, 2.5-point favorites at the New York Giants. J.J. McCarthy certainly showed some flashes the past couple of weeks, looking a lot better there with the Vikings offense. You got the Tampa Bay Bucks at the Carolina Panthers. This is a game, the first of two matchups between these two teams that will determine the NFC South title. And the Bucks are a 3-point road favorite in Carolina for the first of these matchups. Another interesting, trend spot, if you will, is the Dallas Cowboys, a 1.5-point favorite over the Los Angeles Chargers. You have a Cowboys team that is six wins with the tie as well. So Dallas, not a winning team this year, with their record at 6-7-1. And the Chargers at 10-4, you have a 10-win team that is an underdog to a losing team. Since 2012, I had to go back to 2012 because there hasn't been that many times that it's happened. You have a team that is under 500 that is favored over a 10-win team. Those favorites, those teams under 500, 10-2 straight up, but only 6-6 against the spread. This is a 1.5-point spread. Essentially, you're just betting the money line here in this spot. So 10-2 straight up for those teams. The teams under 500 favored against the 10-win teams. But you wonder with the Cowboys now, with this spread going from 2.5 to 1.5, the market obviously going against Dallas after the Eagles win and eliminate the Cowboys from postseason contention. To the Cowboys with some of their injured players, Quinnen Williams, questionable in concussion protocol. Do they push it here with some of their questionable players, their banged up players, with nothing really to play for with them being eliminated. Next, let's continue to move down the list here. We got the Kansas City Chiefs at the Tennessee Titans. Same thing, dream crusher scenario here for Kansas City. They are now down to a 2.5-point favorite at Tennessee. Gardner Minshew at quarterback for the Chiefs. Do you want to bet the Kansas City Chiefs now? This is the first time we haven't seen this. This is the first time since Mahomes got there that they're playing a regular season game, that they're not in contention. I don't know what to expect from them. Part of me wants to bet the Tennessee Titans. And here's what I'm going to do, actually. If I think that the Chiefs' season is over and they're going to show up and play like their season is over, they're on the road here in Nashville against the Titans. If the instead of playing the Titans plus 2.5, and instead of playing the Titans on the money line to win this game, which right now on the money line up at DraftKings, it's plus 136, I'm actually going to look at an alternate spread here. Because if the Titans win this game, it's because it's because that is exactly the scenario that plays out, right? Minshew doesn't have it. The Chiefs season is over and they look terrible. And so if the Titans win this game, it's not because of them, you know, it's not because they win on a last second field goal or win by one. So I'm actually going to look alternate markets here. How about Titans minus 6.5 plus 319? How about Titans minus 9.5 plus 473? Hey, if they're going to win, they're going to win. Maybe go alternate spread here on the Titans. Have some fun with that sprinkle for this game. You got Atlanta at Arizona. Falcons, 3-point favorites on the road at Arizona. Jacksonville is at Denver. Broncos, 3.5-point favorites now as the market is favoring Denver more and more. Not going to be, this isn't a game where you would think, hey, weather could be an impact here, right? You got a warm weather team in Jacksonville that's going up to Mile High, going across the country to Denver. It's going to be cold. It's the late December. It's Christmas time, right? Terrible situation for that Florida team to come into. It's going to be 60 degrees tomorrow in Denver. It's like an unusually warm day in Denver for late December. So no weather impact here for this game. Elsewhere, you got Pittsburgh going to Detroit. Lions, a 7-point favorite. They're playing. Their season's on the line right now. Maybe they're motivated by the Packers losing this game here on Saturday, thinking that they can leapfrog the Packers and get themselves into the playoffs. And the Packers could be on the outside looking in. Yeah, that's a possibility. Texans, 14-point favorites over the Raiders. We'll see if the Raiders offense can score anything. Quinn Ewers getting the start from Miami as the Dolphins, 4-point dogs against Cincinnati. And then Sunday Night Football, it is the New England Patriots at the Baltimore Ravens. Currently the Ravens, 3.5-point favorites here at Circa. We'll talk more about that game coming up on tomorrow's Live Bet Sunday. I want to remind you guys that if you want to bet smarter this holiday season, VSiN has the perfect gift for you or the sports better in your life. Right now, you can take advantage of our holiday special and get VSiN Pro access through May 1st for just $79. That gives you everything we do, including the daily best bets from the VSiN hosts and the guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools and weekly wide receiver cornerback matchup edges, and 24/7 video and full show replays on the VSiN Watch app. Complete coverage of every major sport through the spring, from football to hoops to March Madness, the NFL Draft, the Masters, all of that. Plus, you'll get all of our postseason betting guides and expert picks, including the college football playoffs right now and all the way through the Super Bowl. So don't miss this limited time holiday special. Go to vsin.com/subscribe to unwrap your betting edge today. That's vsin.com/subscribe. Tomorrow morning, you can catch any of the last minute line moves and injury inactives, actives with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard on VSiN's Pro Football Tailgate Show at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, followed by VSiN's Countdown to Kickoff at noon. And then Live Bet Sunday has all of your in-game live betting action. I'm Scott Seidenberg. You can hit me up on Twitter at ScottsOnAir, ScottsOnAir. I will be back with you during Live Bet Sunday as we go through the second half of the afternoon slate of games and get you ready for Sunday night football between the Ravens and the Patriots. It's Cashing Out right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.